Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School. Sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman and Austin Orman. Old School with Foreman and Orman. On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
That's right. Welcome to it. A Thirsty Thursday edition of the show here on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com. Austin Orman and Jay Foreman with you for the next 3 hours. Then coming up in those 3 hours, we will carry the first game of the NFL season right here on 93.7 The Ticket. Cowboys and Eagles. We'll talk more about that as we move throughout the show in hour two. 402-464-5685, as always, if you want to be a part of the conversation. Jay Foreman, who so gratefully sponsors, who are we grateful for, I should say, for sponsoring Old School?
The Mercado.
Always.
Yeah. Certified Piedmontese, Special Ingredients, and Butcher Shop. There's 4 locations, 3 in Lincoln, 84th in Havelock, 30th in Yankee Hill, 85th in Andromat/Old Cheney, and up there in the O, 168th in Maple.
Ain't hard to find.
Every type of meat, every type of cut.
Go get you some.
Yes, sir.
Great grilling weather. Got all day to grill for Nebraska Akron on Saturday.
Yeah, and Sunday.
And Sunday.
Yeah.
First triple header day for NFL on the ticket.
I know.
Look forward to that, folks. I'm also looking forward to this upcoming Jay Foreman Terrell Farley fight that for the last 3 days has been rumored to be happening.
Farley.
Well, what's with the static?
Farley is a bully. That's all there is to it. And he knows so, but the thing is, he's like funny about it too, so you can't get too mad because he knows too much.
And he lets you know that he knows.
Yeah, yeah. So it's all right though. That's my dude.
I thought he was back in your good graces, and then he busted out 45 instead of 44.
I know that's
so
that's
he was so close.
That's the thing, and he's like, "Oh, what number were you? I forget." That's disrespect.
You know yeah. His number.
Exactly, because he don't let and you know what's messed up. One time I was parking in a parking lot and it had number 43. Like, man, I don't even want to park there because if Farley see my car, he think that I just want to be like him.
Nah,
that's all right though.
Lots to get to on today's show. Coming up in our next segment, we will have an interview regarding Credible Mind. I've been telling you about it for the last couple of weeks or so. The Lincoln Lancaster County Health Department has launched Credible Mind, a free confidential mental health platform at myhealthymind.credibleMind.com. It gives you tools and resources to be ready to protect those around you from an overdose. It teaches you about safe substance use, as well as giving you a portal to check in for mental health. Free, confidential, and minutes. You get feedback, local resources, and the next steps to help you feel more in control. Talked to a couple people involved in getting that up and running at 3:30. Thirsty Thursday at 4. Plenty of college football and NFL discussion throughout the course of the show, including, Jay, this in the last hour or so, hour and a half maybe, the NCAA's Football Oversight Committee voted today supporting a single transfer portal in January. Does not make it official. The administrative committee still needs to formally adopt the change at a future date, but the single transfer portal window is expected to last 10 days and open on January the 2nd.
Well, that's still in the college football playoffs.
Still during the college football playoffs.
And you only get to do one, so there's not even one in the spring?
Not even a post-spring portal.
Thanks. So once you just locked in.
You locked in.
I like it that it's going to make, you know, guys really stay put, but I think it's going to cause that, that it's going to be like the first day of NFL free agency where the, you know, you or the NBA where you can legally tamper and stuff like that. Again, you're going to lose, you're going to see really good players leave teams that are getting prepared for a New Year's Day bowl game.
Bo Pribula.
Yep. Or, you know, potentially in the college football playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to do what you got to do in this point in this in this world, and you know, if you're and generally there'll be backup players. I mean, it'd be very it'd be a far fetched to think somebody like say I'm starting linebacker at Nebraska, and we're in the college football playoffs, or we're preparing. Maybe if you if it's a bowl game significantly earlier than New Year's Eve or whatever, you could probably see some guys leaving, right? Because it goes from the 2nd to the 12th. But because then you're like, all right, I don't want to, you know, mess up my chances of playing in a bowl game. But now you're going to, you know, remember when you everybody was mad that guys were opting out of bowl games because they were going to get drafted, you know, pretty high. Now you're going to really have a lot of guys, starters and backups, opting out of bowl games. But the funny thing about the portal and all this stuff, there's still a small amount of good football players
that enter.
Period.
Or just period. Okay.
That's the problem. Mm-hmm. You got a lot of average to below average players getting paid like they're good. So it is watering down the product. It's stymieing development. So the product isn't bad.
But maybe an average player in one system finds the right scheme fit for them the second time and become a good player.
That is correct. But how can you really develop a guy if you can't push them?
Correct. I agree.
And the biggest difference between being in the NFL in that situation versus college, there is no portal. You don't like rotating or being a backup or a rotational player that you just, you know, give a guy a breather. Well, then you better work harder at changing your situation because the team's not going to get rid of you.
No.
Especially if you are a viable player. Now, if you want to make yourself more valuable, start to earn some playing time. And then obviously when the time is right, your contract is up, you're able to leave.
This 10-day window, a lot of coaches have been pushing for it, I think, for a lot of obvious reasons. Does it help or hurt student athletes to have the one 10-day window?
I think overall it helps. I think at first it won't, because I think it's going to be a ton of pressure on guys to make those decisions. And I think you're going to see a lot of guys make hasty decisions.
To leave instead of, I'm not sure if I want to or not.
Right? I mean, just wait. Here's an example. Everybody thought we were going to the hard number of 105 this year.
Mm-hmm.
You had a lot of guys that jumped in the portal very quickly and probably left some really good and fruitful situations. Probably have a little bit of, because when you see guys that go two places before this season started, you probably should have stayed, if you could have stayed where you stayed put. When you see guys that are probably going to be, now if somebody's paying you a ton of money and you know, like I was just about to say, a guy leaves here potentially as a starter or leaves the school as a starter, and now you're just a backup or rotational player, but you're making two times as much, then you have to go do it. But those examples are really few and far between.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's what's going to happen the first go around. And I think once guys get in, the agents and everybody gets the timing, it'll settle down. What is really going to put a lot of pressure on is how you develop during the season, because you have to plan for, because you should, now you're going to have to have a better pulse on your roster.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have to expect some turnover, not even before the season ends. I mean, I always say this, I always look at it when guys go into portal. You know, the season ended, you know, for Nebraska to Black Friday that night. It was a night game, too. Mm-hmm. So essentially, it's Saturday. Well, if you're in the portal by Sunday, you were in the portal at week 8.
You've been in the portal.
Yeah. Your mind has been in the portal. And you know what? When I look at some of those plays, you were in the vortex. And so, I think that's also, you know, something you have to evaluate too. And it's hard to really know, but you're going to have to do a really good job of constantly checking guys' temperature, constantly, and well, not constantly, but more thoroughly looking at work habits from essentially spring ball into spring ball all through the first two-thirds of the season, especially halfway through the season. Because once you start to see the work habits dip, like the lack of attendance in school or whatever it could be significantly different, then you got to realize, okay, where are we at, man? What's going on? And depending on how they're playing, how much they're playing, where they're playing position-wise, you know, you definitely have to, you know, really, you know, take a you know, evaluation of that.
And a lot of that falls on the head coach, but obviously you have position coaches, you have analysts, you have assistants, all sorts of stuff. So it's not like there aren't going to be eyes and ears, you know, to the ground monitoring this, but it's going to be a focus more so than, hey, did this guy get better today? Yeah. It's the little stuff behind the scenes.
But you're not gonna, you're going to need, like, if it was me, I would be hiring people that aren't on staff, like as coach.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Coaches that know how to read people. Because you get so busy during the season that I might not see something that somebody else sees.
Right.
Or they have the experience of being it. Mm-hmm. And really be able to give, like, say you're a head coach, right, Austin? And you got 85 million things to do. You got 120, 30 guys on the roster. And you just think Bach in there is fine. Maybe he's an introvert and doesn't want to be a nuisance. But he's got a lot of stuff going on, and he's really wondering where he's at. Mm-hmm. Right?
Maybe might not be one to come talk to you necessarily.
Right. Or maybe doesn't feel comfortable with. Maybe doesn't want to talk to the position coach, because mm-hmm. it's hard to go talk to your position coach about anything besides football, because in the back of players' minds, they think they're going to be viewed as weak or not invested, and that's not the case. They just, you know, whatever it may be. Mm-hmm. Well, if somebody sees it based on, you know, you can see somebody's body language, you can see some conversations, you can see who they're talking to. Well, then if I bring it to you, then the circle of trust or the triangle of trust or whatever can really start to get to that point, and maybe you need to really approach that with in this case, Bach or the player or players. Mm-hmm. And then obviously you're gonna have to bring in, you know, the parents, mentors, or, you know, guardians in as well, because you'll get more, especially with viable and good players that you put a lot of time into. And obviously in this day and age of NIL and you know, rev sharing, you're getting more with the guys that you put money and time into, because they're more invested. You're invested in them. You want it to work out.
And that's why I think it's important to note that this one day window isn't the only time, right? Because if a position coach leaves and they were close with the player, I don't know if that opens up, but if a head coach leaves, certainly, you know, the players have that 30-day window, like the Alabama players did at the end of last season or 2 seasons ago now with Nick Saban, right? So barring position or your head coach change, I don't think position coach change meets the requirements. But if the head coach leaves, the window's still open. But that's where, Jay, it'll seem like a detriment to players at first. Oh, they're restricting our movement. Oh, they're not as flexible. Oh, we can't just go wherever we want. And there's an aspect of that freedom that's valuable and players deserve, because we've had that conversation. Both coaches can move anytime. Why can't players?
It gives you power too.
Right.
Yeah.
But I also think it's going to be good for some players who, to your point, well, this is their third or fourth school. And yes, for some, they need that to find the place they actually need to end up. But for others, just bouncing from situation to situation, following the biggest check, which is a non-zero percentage of the transfer portal guys and gals, depending on sport, it's going to be good for them to have to put down roots. And I hope that there are enough good advisors and whatever that official title is, that's okay to have those conversations with those players where they say, hey, you know what? I know it was tough this year. I know there's a couple guys ahead of you on the depth chart, but the best thing for you, not just as a player, but as a person, is to be here and stick it out. You can go to another place and probably get on the field, but is that going to be the best thing for you? Then ultimately, obviously, it's up to the player to decide. I'm worried, kind of like you, that there's going to be more of those hasty decisions. Oh, I only have 10 days. I got to get in quick. I hope that only having one window leads to more patience. I'm not sure. This is my only chance. It's a big decision. Let me stick it out another year because I see the positives of staying. And then if it really doesn't work out, yeah, I'm a year older, but I'll have another chance next year. And the other important part to this too is it's not 10 days to pick a school. You can take your time. You just have 10 days to enter. Get your name in the vortex in those 10 days, and then you can take your visits. You can go on trips, whatever. Sure, academic calendars will certainly play a factor.
Well, everybody's just going to jump in there.
We're already seeing that anyways.
Yeah, but it's going to be even more. Because school don't... These kids don't hardly ever go to school. They go to school like at the end of January.
And on their laptops, mostly.
Yeah.
Not in class.
And they probably can do virtual tours now.
Probably.
It's going to be...
But a virtual tour is not the same as actually being their boots on the ground.
You know what that virtual tour is for? When I got that... As I'm taking that virtual tour, I'm seeing my Venmo come in, because that's what they say they're paying on these guys, right? The revenue sharing, Venmo, cha-ching. You get the notification. You have all things synced up, so you ain't missing it.
Okay, campus looks great. I'll see you.
Yeah, it looks great to me. This is how Mike Riley took the job. He said he got on YouTube. He took the head coaching job off YouTube. What do you think these kids, they ain't going down to campus.
And Nice Mike seemed like a pretty diligent guy. Just ain't putting in the, his personality, slow play it. Let's see.
Yeah,
now,
but I just
locker
think,
room culture, just, probably different story.
But here's also, I wonder, is it going to put a lot of pressure on the donor's school to come up with, you know, because you're going to have to fill your class up really quick.
Almost in advance on the season.
Right. Yeah. Like, okay, here's an example. Okay, so say like, you're, you know, potentially one of the top ranked, whatever, receivers or whatever. You know, you're going to have to pay him to not to go on other visits. You're going to have to pay him to commit. Mm-hmm. You talking about signing? Boy, this is working out great for the players. I mean, the coaches and them are going to have more pressure. They're going to have to really get out there and really re-recruit their own rosters. They're going to have a super recruiting weekend during bowl game season.
During bowl prep.
Bowl prep. And then you got to close, and then you're going to have to bring guys in that are at the positions of guys that are presently on your roster that you recruited or high school or the portal 6 months ago. So you talking about some friction?
That's friction.
It's different. It's one thing when I was back in Minneapolis watching the draft and seeing Corey Moore getting drafted. No, I'll see him in a veteran minicamp. Another thing is you just brought him in during the last quarter of the season. You know, that's the equivalent, you know, like the 4 weeks of bowl prep or 3 weeks, the last like quarter of the NFL season.
You already locked up a playoff spot in the NFL. And here's a practice squad guy that we want to get a look for next year.
Yeah, not practice squad. They're bringing him in to take your spot.
Woo.
Yeah, it's going to be tough. I just think that anytime they've made these type of decisions, the first year is really, really rough because everybody has information. They don't have all the information.
And it's that point that I think is going to, I think coaches are going to like the one window. Yeah, I think they love the timing, especially the successful coaches. I mean, this is from an article on The Athletic that Ryan Day was talking to Joel Klatt and said, if we didn't have the second transfer portal window, it's very, very difficult. We're trying to make decisions about next year, yet our year isn't even done yet. So that affects your current roster. It's just messy. I think you've got to have two portals unless you're finishing the season sooner, which on the one hand, I completely understand. It also strikes me, Jay, as maybe another move toward parity. Oh, boo-hoo, cry us a river. You guys are in the college football playoff. That's where everyone else wants to get. Maybe you don't have your pick of the litter, but also think about this. You don't, as a player, have to make a decision in those 10 days.
No.
You can wait until these college football playoff teams are done playing to go visit them and to commit to them. So I kind of think that's a fake worry there from Ryan Day.
It is, but look how fast their quarterback left, and he ended up obviously playing really well at Syracuse, and then he was at Pittsburgh. Look how fast he left when he thought Cam Ward was coming there.
Yeah.
That was just a rumor.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine, like, they're one of the Ohio State's linebackers is Sonny Styles. So just imagine Sonny Styles is a junior, senior. I think he might be a senior.
I think he's a junior.
Junior.
Okay, young guy.
So, yeah, junior, yeah. Right? But
draft eligible, but.
Yeah, but just think, he's like, all right, he had planned on coming back or planned on, you know, finishing out the season well.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's through the internet, one of the chat things, or like we did in all of our coaches searching. Oh, I saw Jay Foreman at Hy-Vee. He was with Ryan Day. You know, he picked him up at the airport. They get in their group chat. He gone. He all of a sudden decides, I'm not coming to practice.
Probably without having a conversation with coach. Hey, right. What's up?
So in that case, Ryan Day's right. Now, the fact that he has to play later than everybody, nobody cares about that.
No.
Because the amount of players that's going to be coming for Ohio State is going to be very, very small mm-hmm. compared to teams that are on the come up, because they have less holes to fill. Mm-hmm. They probably have more, like, higher recruits being developed.
Yeah.
And plus, they get to choose who gets to come to them.
Right.
And it's very small. Mm-hmm. They're not going to be big players in there. They're just going to go and get what they want, who they want, and then be out of there.
I think about it in terms of college basketball as well, where the transfer portal, I believe, opened on the second weekend. So yeah. Sweet 16, Elite 8. And I still think it's dumb. I still think it's not ideal, because I would think in an ideal system, everyone would be done with their season. And then you have the 10 days start it, you know, the night after the national championship game. Like, that doesn't seem that difficult to me, except for academic calendars. And also, if you think about it, let's just even expand ahead of time to a 16-team college football playoff. Shoot, 24. Let's go to 24. That affects, if 24 teams are in the college football playoff, this window is going to affect still less than one in every five teams in college football. In the 16-team, it's one every, like, what, eight and a half or nine? Yeah, and then in college basketball, if it opens the weekend of the Sweet 16 and the Elite 8, that's 16 teams out of, like, 363 that are affected. Not saying those are unimportant, and a lot of times those are the schools that you probably want getting clicks and headlines. Probably your big name, better schools that you want to get the better talent, TV ratings, talent, yada, yada. But it's such a drop in the bucket of that number of schools compared to everyone else who wants to get on with their lives, especially if you view it through the lens of, we want parity in college sports.
Yeah. I like those points. I mean, I was just about to say that, well, since you're making this big decision, why don't you just fast forward and get to the number that you want to get to in the college football playoffs?
Mm-hmm.
Like, why, like, you keep, like, essentially you, like, heal the cut, you start to scab it over, or, you know what I mean? And then you peel it back again, start at zero.
Mm-hmm.
Just do it once. You already know the number that you want to get to, college football playoffs, right? You know if you want to expand March Madness.
Please don't.
But you already know you do.
Mm-hmm.
Just like the NFL with the owners. You know you want to get to 18. You mm-hmm. want to get to the even number.
Mm-hmm.
So why are you just dancing around?
Like, just get there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know that. Even the new NFL NFL PA, he's like, well, it's not inevitable. Well, now you in the bed with them. So just stop lying. Just get to it. Just make all the decisions and make the decision and then go 4 or 5 years and see if you have to peel it back versus...
Weight loss solutions are not one size fits all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert-guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
Stair-stepping it, and then every time you stair-step it, you go back to the very beginning because everybody's got confusion. And yes, you're right, the academic calendars and stuff like that. But also one of the things before we go to break, I know we got a guest coming in, is one of the things I would like to see also is, you know how you like earn benefits, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like for guys that have been one place for like, say, over 2 years, I would like to see you have another kind of window because which would lessen Jay Foreman have 4 or 5 alumni weekends to go to. You know what I'm saying? You get what I mean? I mean, because what's the big deal? We always say, well, you haven't went through and faced adversity and you haven't tried to figure it out.
So essentially proposing like the grad transfer window.
Yeah, but
to another degree.
To another degree.
Mm-hmm.
Because when the quarterback from, was it the basketball player from Syracuse went to Notre Dame? I think it was. Remember, he was the first grad transfer?
Yeah.
Nobody batted an eye out of it. And what did it do? Opened up a lot of different grad transfers.
Yep.
I would rather see that versus, especially for guys that feel like they're stuck in their third or fourth on the depth chart and they haven't done anything wrong and they want to go somewhere else and get someone, you know, obviously get paid and then obviously play.
Indeed. We'll keep talking about this throughout the course of the show. We are still awaiting final approval on that from the final committee. When we get back, though, we'll tell you more about Credible Mind and the Lincoln Lancaster County Health Department's initiative with that here for the city and the county. All that ahead on Old School.
Back to Old School with Foreman and Orman on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
That's right. Welcome back in. This is Old School with Foreman and Orman. Jay's on one end. I'm on the other. Between us, a couple special guests to tell us about the Credible Mind website that just recently got launched. We have Carrie Kernan, the director of the Lincoln Lancaster County Health Department and chief clinical officer, executive vice president of CenterPoint, Ryan Carruthers. Carrie, Ryan, welcome to The Ticket. Thanks for coming down.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, glad to be here.
We're here to have, you guys are here to talk about Credible Mind, a really important mental health substance use abuse website that got launched. Carrie, we'll start with you. I know this has been in the works for a few years. Take us back those few years. What went into the decision-making, the process behind getting Credible Mind started back in, what, 2022?
Correct. So every 3 years, the community, the health department, along with the two health systems, Bryan Health System and CHI St. Elizabeth, along with a lot of community partners, do what's called a community health assessment. So 3 years ago, once we pull all that data, we present to the community then decides what the priority health initiatives are. And back in 2022, it was all around suicide prevention, anxiety, depression, as well as access to care. So one of the work groups, the impetus from one of the work groups was to really identify, we found this website, which has really taken storm across the United States, specifically within health departments, within local communities. And they wanted to bring this to the Lincoln Lancaster County community because we were seeing value within the communities that were bringing this forth, especially as it relates to the mental health challenges that so many communities such as ours are struggling with.
Ryan, you're at CenterPoint. You do a lot in that sort of realm. When were you and CenterPoint approached about this project and what made you guys want to jump on board with it?
Yeah, I think anytime we can get not just our services, but local resources in a single gathering place that is easy for people to find, it's easy to remember, then we're going to be on board. And so I think pretty early on in the process, Director Kernan, her office kind of approached us and we said, yeah, absolutely. How can we help? You know, we'd love to be on board.
I wanted to ask both of you guys, from your, I guess, experience, you know, I feel like just from the outside looking, obviously you guys are the professionals, but talk about the transition, I guess, as a society from, I guess, even talking about mental health turned from taboo to actually it's something that's actually, you know, not only warranted, but encouraged in from youth all the way, obviously, through adults, just because of the way society's changed. But talk about that and how that's made your job maybe a little bit easier, but then obviously a little bit more, I guess, exciting, because you're going to have a lot more people, obviously, adjusting to whatever they need to mental health wise, but then also welcoming any type of services you guys have.
So I think you kind of hit the nail on the head. I think we've been working on stigma reduction for so long, just normalizing the conversation around mental health. Just like you talk about, I take high blood pressure. I take medication for anxiety. Sure. So that has not been a quick shift. That has really taken a long time, and we continue to struggle with that, but we have made great strides so that the conversation has become very normal, or more normal than it has in the past, so that it's okay to talk about it. I had a bad day. I'm taking a mental health day from work. I'm really struggling with my anxiety, depression. I'm going to see my doctor. Maybe I need a medication change. So it has been a shift, I think, across the country. And we've seen this here in Nebraska and even locally within our community.
Yeah, I would just piggyback and say that COVID, on the backside of COVID, people were suddenly having these conversations around mental health. There was something about being at home, being isolated, not having that sense of community and connection that people are so accustomed to in their daily lives, that people started to realize mental health isn't something just that you're diagnosed with. Something that we all have, and it's really on a continuum. And so it's really just a question of how am I doing today? And so, I think on the backside of COVID, we saw the community come out and really start to support mental health causes and have mental health conversations that we just weren't having before.
We're here with Carrie and Ryan talking about Credible Mind. Carrie, we'll go back to you here. Take us through Credible Mind. If someone out there is interested in learning more, obviously we've given them the website a number of times throughout our shows, but just kind of high level, what is Credible Mind? What can it help people accomplish? What's it there for?
So it's really, it's a connection to resources individually, but it's also a connection to family members, loved ones, that type of a thing. And it's everything from, I don't know what I'm struggling with. So there's a number of assessments, probably close to 120 different assessments, everything from anxiety, grief, depression, stress, relationships, all the way to resources, whether it's webinars, podcasts, articles. And what is beautiful that I think about the website is that we now list mental health resources that are specific to our community. So you don't have to figure out, I don't know what's here. Do I have to go to Omaha or out of the town? I can look right on the website, figure out what my needs are, and then figure out where those resources are. And so we've got a plethora of websites, everything from primary care to mental health services to medication assistance. So whatever that might look like, I recognize it's probably not all there, but we continuously work to get that website updated.
And in your department, obviously Lincoln, Lancaster County, it's important that it's local, it's close to home. How important is that 3-year survey of the community in giving you guys direction for how best to serve the population?
So it's really vital because we want to make sure that we're moving in the right direction and we're focusing on what the community identifies as health concerns. It's not what the health department identifies. We just gather the data and present that data, then the community decides what those priority areas are. So this is really, it's built for the community, it's for the community, and we recognize that it's there as a valuable resource.
And then Ryan, I know substance use, that's something we've been talking about through these reads quite a bit. People might have an idea in their mind what substance use is, but you're involved in it day to day. When you hear substance use, what should people start to hear when that phrase comes up?
Yeah, well, I think, again, it's something that occurs on a continuum. And so someone might kind of ebb and flow in and out of problematic substance use. And one of the things that we really push on and September is National Suicide Prevention Month, but it's also National Recovery Month, where we get to celebrate the reality that people do overcome substance use challenges. It also piggybacks on last week on August 31st every year, we celebrate International Overdose Awareness Day. And so we had an event here in Lincoln. We had 100 plus people come out for a overdose remembrance event in remembrance of people that have been lost to the, you know, what we're really terming the opioid overdose epidemic. And so one of the real big things that we've partnered with the health department and Region 5 locally to try to make sure that people have access to Narcan, which is a drug called naloxone. It's very easy to administer, and it's the only way to stop an overdose, an opioid overdose that's in progress. And people can get access to that. And this is actually on the website that we're talking about today as well. But it's Stop Overdose Nebraska, stopodne.com. And you can get naloxone sent directly to your house so you have it. We also have it available in one of the city's two Narcan vending machines in our outpatient clinic.
Since I wonder, it just popped in my head. I know obviously it's recovery month and obviously what we're doing with mental health. Is there a certain demographic that maybe crosses over for both you guys that you guys are really trying to make a good impression or a big dent into bringing maybe those numbers down?
Well, I think one of the things that here in the state of Nebraska, what we found is so just like if you're talking about it's National Suicide Prevention right. Month, we got some grant funds through the UNL Public Policy Center to try to impact the suicide rates in Nebraska, because in particular, older white men have very high suicide rates in the state of Nebraska. And so it's important that we're having conversations, you know, across demographic sure. ages. Sometimes we think that drug use or mental health is right. a young person's problem. And the truth is it impacts all of us.
Yeah, that's why I was asking, just to really try to shed some light on that, because obviously when you hear, whether it's mental health or, you know, recovery, you just always just the first thing that comes to your mind is most likely probably the wrong image, or the image that comes to your mind is probably not the one that's actually by the data.
Yeah. A big part, I think, of Credible Mind too, that we see throughout the reads that we've been doing is that it's individualized to each person. I feel like sometimes there's too that stigma of, oh, there's an addict. Oh, you're in this camp or that camp. Carrie, we'll start with you. How important is it that this is, you know, anonymous for Credible Mind and it's tailored to the individual?
So individuals can choose to sign up and establish an account. They certainly don't have to do that. They can just roam through the websites and go down any rabbit hole that they're interested in. But sometimes people like to set up those accounts so that they, as they're doing some of their assessments, they can see, look like I'm improving? Am I worsening? Could this be a trigger for me to do some follow-up care? It's like you mentioned, it's 24/7. It's 100% free. It's 100% confidential. The only data that we get at the health department is just clicks. So we could see how many people clicked on a certain assessment, a certain webinar, a certain podcast, that type of a thing.
And then Ryan, from your standpoint, how important is it that the people maybe dealing with mental health issues or substance abuse feel like they have a community to rely on, but that they're not just lumped into a big group that they're going to be taken care of as an individual?
Yeah, it's super important. I mean, one of the things that we've really prioritized with our staff is getting them to not talk about clients and consumers and even use words like the patients that are coming in. That we talk about the individuals and the people that we are serving. It's really scary to reach out to someone, especially for the first time, and say, I need some help. I'm not doing well. I'm struggling with this, that, or whatever. And so we really emphasize in healthcare broadly, but really in behavioral health services, we emphasize that it's all about the person and their needs. It's not about the labels that have been put on them or you know, the traumas they've experienced. It's really about this individual person and how can we best help this person right here, right now.
I know Credible Mind is still relatively new in Nebraska. What's been the impact so far?
So I would say for us, it's still so new. We just launched this about a month ago. There are some health departments across the state that have implemented this probably 6 months to 12 months a year. Again, they're tracking kind of widget counting as far as how many visits and what are they clicking on. And what we're hearing is that people, once they hear about it, they're using it and they're using it again and again because they recognize that it's such a valuable resource.
Excellent. Again, the website is myhealthymind.credible mind.com. And then Ryan, you also mentioned what StopODNE. The .org?
Dot org.
.org. There you go. A couple important websites for you to keep in mind. thank you both so much for coming in. Thank you both so much for the work you're doing in our community. Again, myhealthymind.credibleminds.com. Thanks for coming in and sharing more with us.
You're welcome.
All right, thanks for having us.
Thank you.
We'll go to break. We'll wrap up hour one of Old School on the other side.
Back to Old School with Foreman and Orman on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Big thanks to Terry Kernan and Ryan Carruthers for joining us here on Old School. Austin Norman, Jay Foreman back with you Thirsty Thursday, just around the corner with Kevin Meyer. But first, we got $30 to Buffalo Wings and Rings to give away to you. Big rivalry weekend coming up in college football. I know we'll talk a little bit more about that tomorrow. But the question for you is, what is the last season that Kansas and Missouri played the border war in football? Texter number 5 with the right answer will get the $30 to Buffalo Wings and Rings. All right, Jay, we had some questions about the running back position, specifically the backup running backs, Isaiah Mosey and Mekhi Nelson. Matt Rule said, for Mekhi Nelson, you know, show up more on special teams, get your nose involved that way. Then for Isaiah Mosey, it's, you know, just keep working, trust the process. But it struck me hearing Matt Rule talk about, I think specifically Isaiah Mosey, is that it's not a perfect comparison. But would it be, you know, a 75th percentile or better outcome if Isaiah Mosey turned into Ramir Johnson, right? Versatile, kind of pass-catching back. Of course, Mosey started as a wide receiver, moved to running back. Ramir Johnson was a running back who got some work in the slot, but then, of course, took the vast majority of his snaps at running back. Do you think at least on the field there could be some similarities and parallels between those two?
It could be in the role, especially, you know, if done right. You know, and obviously carved out right. I mean, he is still a true freshman. You got to think just a year ago, he was playing, you know, well, getting ready for homecoming here in a few weeks, you know. And so, and with the, you know, with his, I guess, you know, I think from his high school coaching, with his dad being the coach, obviously being a coach's kid, and the ability to come in, even when he was at, you know, playing wide receiver in the spring and then obviously transitioned to running back, you feel comfortable with him, you know, picking up the schemes and being able to really, really hone in on being that kind of Swiss Army knife, mm-hmm. right? You can put him in maybe with Emmett, have him, you know, kind of motion out and then become an extra wide receiver against guys like myself, you know, where it's like more that you can do the same with Emmett. Then, you know, if he's, you know, physical enough and smart enough, being able to come in there and be a third down back and pick up the blitz, then obviously being able to tote the pill as well. So whether it's him, Ives, or Mekhi, you know, the time is now. Mm-hmm. And the opportunity is right here in your face, because obviously Emmett is going to be that guy. He showed you he could tote the pill. But, you know, it was game one. He had 32 touches, right? And so you want to make sure that he's in his optimum range. Mm-hmm. And then obviously use that 32 or plus, say if it's 25, you don't want to have to go above that every single game. More importantly, you shouldn't have to, mm-hmm. because these guys are good enough athletes to be here at Nebraska. So you got to expect they're good enough athletes to get, you know, to play. Now it's up to them to go, like I always said, go from an option to an answer. And you can't say now that you're not getting opportunities. A lot of times, you know, we just talked about the portal in the first segment, right? The 10-day window, you know, who's going to jump in? A lot of guys are going to jump in because they're third or fourth on the depth chart, and the guys ahead of them are a freshman and a sophomore, or a sophomore and freshman. They're just like, there's no, and they got a new freshman coming in, so there's no chance. You guys all have a chance to really shut the door, so you don't have to be looking over your shoulder in November and December.
So you can get to the point where you were Emmett Johnson at the end of last season.
Yeah.
Presumptive starter. I got this all but locked down. This is my job. I'm acting like it.
Hence, you want to get to the point of reloading and not rebuilding a room.
Yeah.
So then you can forecast who's next.
Mm-hmm.
What did Emmett do? He got an opportunity that he'd been waiting for a
couple of years now.
Yeah. A year and a half. Worked while he waited. And then when he got a chance to expand that role, he solidified himself as the guy. Now, sure, they might've brought in Marty Brown and kind of flirted with some other guys, and Dowdell was here. And then obviously got really good deal at Kentucky and it worked out for him. But also that not taking maybe Marty Brown or going overextending himself from Marty Brown is an assumption, and obviously the want to and hope that all the three guys that I mentioned step up.
Yeah.
Sure, it's just one game. Not a lot of opportunity because the game was probably a little bit tighter. You want to go with your guy. These 2 weeks right here is going to set you up for the next, so it's three games, next 9 weeks after.
Mm-hmm. Mississippi Mud Dog says, hopefully Isaiah Mosey can be more Wandale than Ramir Johnson. See, that's where
does
I disagree.
Does it matter?
I mean, it kind of does. It kind of does because Wandale was never supposed to play running back.
Yeah, but they're totally two. First of all, he's
way different.
Way players. Bigger
yeah.
than Wandale.
Wandale, yeah.
So Wandale should have never been in that running back room. When I say right. never, they say never is a strong room, strong word. That is the word.
Never, not been. Ever, for any reason.
Never been in there. In that position where when you put guys on the big screen, running back, Wandale Robinson, never.
No.
There's a reason why he doesn't ever go back in the running back room in the Giants. So with Mosey, yes, I do agree with Mississippi Mud Dog. You would like him to be there, but he needs to be Ramir, Wandale, and himself. He needs to be a little bit of everything. That's how you get there because you want to be, because that's what Emmitt is, right? And so you don't want to be, okay, here comes Jay Foreman. I know exactly what they're doing. It would be inside, outside run. I'm not going to be able to get open against guys because I'm, 6'2", 240 some pounds. You know exactly where you're going to get. You want to be able to run the same plays to the same effectiveness with a little bit of adjustments, no matter who's in the game.
With the different personnel so that you can get them leaning this way and go the opposite way.
When you want to be able to exploit matchups, you can't exploit matchups by only being able to do one thing. And I know what Mississippi Mud Dog was getting at, but also we want to make sure that you don't want to pigeonhole him into mm-hmm. being Wandale. You want to be a mix.
Yeah.
Right now in his career.
Mm-hmm.
And you can
young
do that.
Guy, true freshman.
Because they can say, well, that's a lot of things to do. No, it isn't, because you're really mixing all that into Dana Holgorsen's offense.
Yeah.
You go from there.
And Coach Holgorsen clearly likes having that versatile Swiss Army knife kind of back. It's worked out well for him so far.
All the guys that have done well in his offense. Indeed. Ain't going to change.
We got Kevin Meyer, Meyer's Cork and Bottle in here for Thirsty Thursday. But, of course, the $30 to Buffalo Wings and Rings has been given away to 67-85 here on our text line. The last time that Kansas and Missouri played the Border War, 2011. Been simmering for 14 seasons now. We'll get it again on Saturday. We'll go to break. Thirsty Thursday comes back with you on the other side.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's,